भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासम् ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवते उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी कृष्ण सुधामुपगति धर्म ज्ञानादिभि सह कलौ नष्ट दृशामेश पुराण अर्क अधुना उदित श्रीमद्भागवतम की जय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम 9th कंटो चैप्टर 8 द चैप्टर एंटाइटल्ड दिस सॉन्ग्स ऑफ सगर मीट लॉर्ड कपिल देव टुडे टेक्स्ट 18 to 21. Purport is in text 21. So 18, 19 and 20. First I am myself reading with translation. Ajodhya vasina sarve balakan punaragatan drushtva visismireh rajan raja chapi annotapyatah. O King Parikshit, when all the inhabitants of Ajodhya saw that their boys had come back to life, they were astounded, and King Sagara greatly lamented the absence of his son. Text 19. Amsumanas choditara jana choditaha ragyaha तुरा ज्ञानेशने ययौ पितृभ्यः काटनुः पथं भस्मन्ति दिदृशेहयम्। देयर आफ्टर अंशुमान द ग्रैंडसन ऑफ महाराज सगर वाज ऑर्डर्ड बाय किंग टू सर्च फॉर द हॉर्स फॉलोइंग द सेम पाथ traversed by his uncles, Amsuman gradually reached the stack of ashes and found the horse nearby. Text 20. Tatrasinam munim vikhya kapilakhyam adhokhyajam astau samadhitah manah प्राणांजलि प्रणतो महान। द ग्रेट अंशुमान सॉ द ग्रेट सेज नेम्ड कपिल द सेंट हु इज इन एन इनकार्नेशन ऑफ विष्णु सिटिंग देयर बाय द हॉर्स। अंशुमान ऑफर्ड हिज रेस्पेक्टफुल ऑबेसेंसेस फोल्डेड हिज हैंड्स एंड ऑफर्ड हिम प्रेयर्स विथ ग्रेट attention. So from text 21 up to 26 there is a prayers of Amsuman to Lord Kapiladev. So text 21. Amsumana uvacha na pasyati tvam परम आत्मनो अजनो न बुध्यते अद्यापि समाधि युक्ति भी कुतो अपरे तस्य मनः शरीर धी विसर्ग सृष्ट्वा वयम् अप्रकाशः अंशुमान उवाच न पश्यति त्वं परमात्मनो अजनो न बुध्यते अद्यापि समाधियुक्तिभिः कुतो अपरे तस्य मनः शरीराधि विसर्गसृष्टा वयम् अप्रकाशः वर्ड मीनिंग अंशुमान उवाच अंशुमान सेड न नॉट पश्यति कैन सी त्वाम योर लॉर्डशिप परम ट्रांसडेंटल आत्मनः ऑफ आस लिविंग बींग्स अजनः लॉर्ड ब्रह्मा न नट बुध्यते कैन अंडरस्टैंड अद्यापि इवन टुडे समाधि बाय मेडिटेशन युक्ति भी और बाय मेंटल स्पेकुलेशन कुतः हाउ अपरे अदर्स तस्य हिज मनः शरीराधि हु कंसीडर द बॉडी और माइंड टू बी द सेल्फ विसर्ग सिस्टा क्रिएटेड बींग्स विद इन द मेटेरियल वर्ल्ड वयम वी अप्रकाश विदाउट ट्रांसेंडेंटल नॉलेज ट्रांसलेशन एंड पारपोर्ट बाई डिवाइन ग्रेस अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय ट्रांसलेशन अंशुमान सेड माई लॉर्ड इवन लॉर्ड ब्रह्मा इज टू दिस वेरी डे अनेबल टू अंडरस्टैंड योर पोजिशन विच इज फार बियॉन्ड हिमसेल्फ either by meditation or by mental speculation. So, what to speak of others like us who have been created by Brahma in various forms as demigods, animals, human beings, birds and beasts. We are completely in ignorance. Therefore, how can we know you who are the transcendence purport इच्छा द्वेष समुत्थेन द्वंद मोहेन भारत सर्वभूतानि सम्मोहं स्वर्गे यान्ति परन्तपः उसकेन भारत अर्जुन ओ कंक्वेरर ऑफ द फोर ऑल लिविंग एंटिटीज आर बॉर्न इनटू डेल्यूजन ओवरकम बाय द dualities of desire and hate. Bhagavad Gita 7:27. All living beings in the material world are influenced by the three modes of material nature. Even Lord Brahma is in the mode of goodness. Similarly, the demigods are generally in the mode of passion, and living entities lower than the demigods, such as human beings and animals, are in mode of ignorance or in mixed goodness, passion and ignorance. Therefore, Amshuman wanted to explain that because his uncles who had burned to ashes were under the mode of material nature, they could not understand Lord Kapila Dev. Because you are beyond even the direct and indirect intelligence of Lord Brahma, he prayed, unless we are enlightened by your lordship, it will not be possible for us to understand you. Athapite deva padambhuja dvaya prasad lesanungrihita evahi janati tattvam bhagavan mahimno nachanya ekapi chiram vichinnun. My Lord, if one is favored by even a slight trace of the mercy of your lotus feet, he can understand the greatness of Lord your personality. But those who speculate to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead are unable to know you, even though they continue to study the Vedas for many years. Bhagavatam 10.14.29. The Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, can be understood by one who is favored by the Lord. The Lord cannot be understood by others. Om Ajnati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Sailakaya Chakshurunmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurubhe Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati So Padantikam Vande Aham Sri Guru Sri Juta Pada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnambhamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tang Sajivam Sadvaitam Sabadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakha Nitangscha Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Pashyatya Desatarine Namo Mahabhadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratise Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneswari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Bhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhevacha Patitanang Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Amsumana Uvacha Na Pashyati Tvam Paramatmana Vajana Na Buddhyate Adhyapi Samadhi Juktibhi Kuto Aparetasya Manaha Sariradhi Visarga Sishtha Vayam Aprakasaha. Amsuman said, My Lord, even Lord Brahma is to this very day unable to understand your position, which is far beyond himself, either by meditation or by mental speculation. So what to speak of others like us, who have been created by Brahma in various forms as demigods, animals, human beings, birds and beasts. We are completely in ignorance. Therefore, how can we know you, who are the transcendence? So, in Upanishads it is said, Nayam Atma Prabhachanane Labhya Na Medhaya Na Bahuna Sutena Jame Vaisya Vrunute Tena Labhya Tasaisa Atma Vibhrunute Tanushyam. It is told that no one can understand this Supreme Person, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Prabhachanane Labhya, by giving big, very illustrious speech, or by giving big lectures with scholarship. Nayam Atma Prabhachanane Labhya No Medhaya, nor by his scholarship or by Sanskrit knowledge, or become very expert in explaining the Sanskrit verses with grammatical way. No medhaya, no bahuna sutena, even one can spend his whole life hearing the Shastras or hearing from others. In India we see there are so many sadhus, they are just travelling to hear katha, one place to others. Haridwar, Ajodhya, Puri, Dwarka, everywhere they are travelling, just having some blanket and some bed sheet or something, they are just travelling with trains, with other. Everywhere just going to hearing katha. Na bahuna asutena. But a person who surrendered to Krishna, unless one fully surrendered to Krishna's lotus feet, he cannot understand anything about Krishna, the Supreme Truth. That's why Prabhupada also quoting this verse from Bhagavatam from 10th canto, that athapite deva padam bhujadvaya prasada lesanu grihita evahi janati tattvam bhagavan mahimno na chanya ekopi chiram vichinnan. My Lord, if one is favored by even a slight trace of the mercy of your lotus feet, he can understand the greatness of your personality. But those who speculate to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead are unable to know you. Even though they continue to study the Vedas for many, many years. So, only to he could understand Krishna, whom Krishna favored, Krishna pleased, and Krishna gave him intelligence from within. Just like in Bhagavad Gita, in 10:10, Krishna is telling, Tesam satat juktanam bhajatam pritipurvakam dadami buddhi yogam tam jenamam upayantite. Krishna is telling, bhajatam pritipurvakam. If someone perform devotional service to Krishna, bhajatam, Prabhupada is telling this bhajan, the bhajan sabda, this word bhajan is coming from bhaj dhatu, that means do something practical service. Something you have to do in practically serve Krishna. Bhajatam pritipurvakam, but that service must be pritipurvakam, with love and affection. Not by just someone pushing for you from the back, by hesitatingly doing something. We don't want, and someone is telling, no, you have to do by force, you're doing. Krishna not pleased with that. So just like many examples is given, sometimes this temple room may be dirty. There are some workers there cleaning every day, but they are not, they are looking like this, doing the same service, but it is not Pritipurvakam. They are serving just because they are getting payment, they are doing. You stop their payment, they stop the service. So this type of activity not please Krishna. Or some devotees, maybe they are cleaning department, so there are some department, some devotees is they have this service to clean the temple, so they are cleaning, which is they are thinking this is their duty. As a duty they are doing this. But they don't have also love with not. So this is also not please Krishna. But if someone is coming and seeing the temple, that is he's telling, oh, I am so fortunate. Today I got the chance to serve the Lord. So he took the broom and clean. Willingly, very, very happily, he chanted Hare Krishna mantra and is cleaning the temple. That pleased the Krishna. Just like Shyamananda Prabhu was cleaning Sevakunja and Nidhivan. Radharani got pleased for 12 years. You are doing their service. So, bhajatam pritipurvaka, each someone perform devotional service with love and affection, then Krishna pleased. Then Krishna is telling, dadami buddhi jogantam. Then from within, Lord Himself gives the intelligence. And following that intelligence, we can understand Him. Without Krishna's help, you cannot understand Krishna. Just like you cannot see the sun with other lights. You may be in night, in 12 o'clock night you want to see the sun. It's not possible. Even you use so many halogen bulbs, you cannot see sun. It is only with the help of the sunshine you can see sun. Similarly, with the help of Krishna, we can understand Krishna. There is no other way. You cannot understand Krishna by other means. We have to please Krishna. But Krishna, how Krishna please? When you please His devotees. Jasya prasadat, Bhagavat prasada, jasya aprasadan, nagati kutaupi. When we please His pure devotees, Srila Prabhupada and spiritual master, then Krishna get pleased. Then Krishna supplies intelligence from within. Then we can understand Him. So I mean, there are so many devotees are trying their best to please Krishna. But devotees are also in different levels. Krishna is telling, ja jathamam prapadyante tam tathaiva bhajamyaham. According to our surrender, Krishna reciprocates. That's why Narada Muni made a great research to know who understood Krishna best, who is the best devotee. That is the subject matter described in Brihad Bhagavatamrita by Sanatana Goswami. That how Narada Muni started his research in Allahabad after taking a bath in confluence of Ganga, Jamuna, Saraswati. Then he saw there is one Brahmana, he was worshipping Salagram, worshipping the Lord with a golden throne. He's worshipping Salagram every day, doing great abhishek of the Salagram Silas and the deities. And he is all profusely distributing prasadam to everyone. Thousands of people he is distributing prasadam. So Narada Muni thought, maybe I start my research from here. Then he just appeared himself. Even the great saintly persons, you cannot see them unless they want you to see them. Even Narada Muni and Brahma, they are also traveling, but we cannot see them. If they show their mercy, then we can see. Just like in London, one time Prabhupada was giving Bhagavatam class and suddenly he stopped in the middle of the class, he stopped speaking. So everyone stopped, what happened? Then after 15 minutes or 10 minutes, then Prabhupada started speaking. Then when the devotees ask, why Prabhupada you stop? What we shall do that time, you stop the class speaking. So Prabhupada told, you did not see today. In our class, who came? There was Narada Muni and Brahma also here. That's why I was astonished to seeing them. They are here, present. But that's why we see there is two seats in their altar. They are keeping one seat for Brahma and one seat for Narada Muni. Prabhupada told, you must keep some very other seats, nice seats there. Sometimes great personalities also appear. So anyhow, Narada Muni appeared to this Brahman. Then the Brahmana, then he started glorifying him. And so he glorified the Brahmana. Narada Muni glorified the Brahmana. He told, "O Brahmana, you are the greatest devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I saw that you are worshipping every day. You have so much devotion for the Supreme Lord. You are doing every day of abhishek of the Lord with 16 different paraphernalias. You are doing every day bathing the Lord with milk, curd, and with honey, ghee, like this, and with the specific water or the sacred water of this Prayagraj. So I find you are the best devotee of the Supreme Lord. You are feeding so many peoples. So Lord is very pleased with you. You must understood the Lord in topmost extent." So the Brahmana started told, "Oh Narada Muni, you are thinking if you someone worship the Supreme Lord with opulence, then you go to Srirangam in South India. We saw the Ranganath. The deity of Ranganath is worshipped by the king there. He is worshipping with more opulence than me." In this way, the big story, when Narada Muni come to Srirangam and glorify the king, he told, "Oh Narada Muni, why are you glorifying me? Even Indra is more, have more opulence than me, and he is worshipping there, the Supreme Lord. A Supreme Lord is appeared as his younger brother, who? Bamanadev." So he understood the Krishna to best extent. He is the pure devotee. Then even Narada Muni went to the heavenly planet. Then he started glorifying the king of heaven, Indra. So Indra told, "Why you are glorifying me? Actually, we don't know anything about Supreme Lord. When we have some problem, trouble, we go to Brahma." Then Brahma comes to the bank of, or this to the shore of milk ocean. Then he leads us, and he prays. We start chanting Purusha Sukta, and we different prayers to please the Supreme Lord. We just follow the instructions of Brahma. Sometimes Lord appeared, and sometimes he told, he sent his message within Brahma's heart through Brahma. So Brahma is best devotee. He understood the Supreme Lord the best. Narada Muni went to Brahma and started glorifying Brahma. "Everyone, you are the direct son of whom? Direct son of the Supreme Lord." His Vasa is telling, "See, Ajana, the word Ajana is for Brahma. I mean, Brahma did not understand the Supreme Lord perfectly." So when he glorified Brahma, Brahma told Narada, I told this, you learn all this transcendental knowledge from me, but why are you unnecessarily glorifying me? You have forgotten the Bhagavatam. I told you Bhagavatam, and in Bhagavatam is told that Vaishnava Bhanang Jatha Sambhu. Shiva is better, better person who understood the Supreme Lord better than me. Go and glorify Lord Shiva." So Narada Muni went to Kailas and he started glorifying Lord Shiva. "You are the topmost Vaishnava. Nimna Ganang Jatha Ganga Devanang Vachyuta Jatha Vaishnavanang Jatha Sambhu Puranang Idang Tatha." This Bhagavat Purana. So he started glorifying, "Oh Lord Shiva, everyone is telling you are the best devotee. Just like the among all the rivers, river Ganga is the best. Among all the worshipable lords, Lord Achyuta, Vishnu is the best. And among all the Shastra, all the Puranas, this Srimad Bhagavatam is the best. So among all devotees, you are the best, and you understood this Lord so perfectly." So Shiva told, "Hey Narada, stop. You are also Mahajan. We 12 Mahajans, we understood the Bhagavad Dharma. You are also among them. Why you are glorifying me? If I am the best devotee, you saw when there Hiranyakashipu was killed, and he was in a furious, in an angry mood, shouting like anything as if he has destroyed the entire creation. That time all of us try to pacify the Supreme Lord. We pray, including me, Brahma, all the demigods, Jakhya, Rakhya, Gandharva, everyone. The great sages, but he was not pacified. You see this small boy, what? Prahlad, just Brahma gave him a garland, go, and sent him to Nrsingadev to pacify him. Then immediately seeing Prahlad, within a second he was pacified. Nrsingadev was pacified and put his head on the head of Prahlad. Immediately Prahlad was surcharged with transcendental knowledge. All his ignorance has gone. He started praying to the Supreme Lord. Lord took him and Prahlad was sitting on his lap. So who can be better devotee than Prahlad? Prahlad is best devotee. He understood the Supreme Lord perfectly. Then Narada Muni went to Prahlad and Sutaloka, he was with Bali Maharaj, another Mahajan. So then he went and then started glorifying Prahlad. Prahlad, you are the best devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Everyone is glorifying in three worlds to you. To hearing one's glorification from the mouth of a spiritual master is the worst thing. And Narada Muni is the spiritual master of Prahlad. He's telling, oh, what happened? Why, Gurudev, you are glorifying me? I am such a fallen soul. I did not get any service to the Supreme Lord. Supreme Lord appeared to me and I pray him, but I did not get any practical service to satisfy him. If you want to really, I have a better devotee who serves the Supreme Lord, then he is Hanuman in Dasyaras servitude. Go and glorify Hanuman. He is better devotee. He understood Ramachandra perfectly. Anyone want to please Ramachandra, then he please Hanuman, then Ramachandra also pleased. Go and glorify him. Kim Purusalo, then he went to Hanuman. Narada Muni then started glorifying the Hanuman. Then Hanuman told, oh, Narada Muni, what happened to you? Why you are glorifying me? When my Lord left this earth planet, he took all the residents of Ajodhya to Vaikuntha, to his own planet, Saket or Ajodhya in spiritual world. But he left me here. He told me, you stay here and go on preaching. Go on preaching, preaching the glories of Lord Ramachandra. I lost my association from my Lord, and you are glorifying me. He has started crying. Actually, I did not know anything about the Supreme Lord. If you go to the Pandavas, I was sitting on the chariot, on the top of the Arjuna's chariot. The Hanuman was sitting on Mahabharata War, on the flag. So he told, I saw what Krishna did for the Pandavas. With the Krishna's blessing, the Pandavas won the war and everything Krishna was doing for them. He was coming to their house, to their palace time to time. And he was so intimate to the Pandavas. So, even we saw he became a messenger for Pandavas. He went to Duryodhan as a messenger. As a servant in Rasu Yajna, he was even taking the remnants, the plates of remnants, throwing there. He was washing the feet of the guests. He was doing so many menial service for Pandavas. And definitely, Pandavas are the best devotee. And they always try their best to please Krishna. If we can go and glorify the Pandavas, they are the best devotee and they understood Krishna best. Then he went to Pandavas, then Yudhishthira Maharaj immediately seeing Narada Muni, he gave him chair and he washed his feet. All the Pandavas, they drink their charanamrita and throwing a beer then. But Narada Muni told, I came here, I was traveling so many places everywhere, including Hanuman is glorifying you. You Pandavas are the best devotee and you understood Krishna very perfectly. So in this way, when he started glorifying Pandavas, all Pandavas, Yudhishthira Maharaj started crying. Just giving us this material opulence, Krishna left us, he went to Dwaraka. He is always staying with the Jadavas, Jadubansis. He is one of the family members there. So why are you not going to Dwaraka and glorify the Pandava to the Jaduvanshis? They are the best devotee. Eh? Krishna is their family member. Sometimes he is coming to our house. But he is always stay there. He is known as Jadava. Eh? He is born in that ancestry. Go and glorify there to Jadavas. Vasudeva, Ugrasen, there, all there. So Narada Muni came, because Narada Muni just doing a research. So he come to Dwaraka and started glorifying. And go to the palace and in the assembly he started glorifying Vasudeva, Ugrasen. And they told, hey Narada Muni, what are you doing? Why are you glorifying us? If you are thinking someone knows Krishna in this Dwaraka, among the Jadavas, then he is Uddhava. Uddhava is his minister, he always stay with him, he give advice, they are very close. Uddhava also have the Sarupya Mukti, he looks exactly like Krishna, except the Sivatsa Chinna. Krishna is Sivatsa Chinna, and Kaustubha Mani, the garland, the necklace that Krishna is wearing, that is made of Kaustubha Mani, and there's Sivatsa Chinna. Otherwise, from distance you see Uddhava and Krishna, they look exactly same. So he is the best devotee. Go and glorify Uddhava. Because Krishna told Uddhava, you are so dear to me, even my brother Balaram, Sankarsan is not so dear to me. Even my queens, including Rukmani, Satyabhama, they are not so dear to me. Even Brahma, Shiva, any other devotee, Narada, then no one is so dear to me as Uddhava, you are dear to me. But Krishna did not take the names of the Brajavasis, and he took all others' names. So Uddhava is so dear to Krishna. He understood Krishna perfectly. Go and glorify Uddhava. So when Narada Muni come to Uddhava, then Uddhava started crying. He told Narada Muni, you know everything, why, what happened to, why you are glorifying me? I was very proud because I am a disciple of Brihaspati. I am so learned scholar. So just to suppress my proud, my pride, he sent me, Krishna sent me to Brajabhumi and with message. But when I arrived Braja and see the pure love of the Brajavasis to Krishna, I went to Nanda Maharaj's palace and saw how the Vatsalya of Nanda and Yashoda, they did not consider even Krishna is the God. I tried to convince them Krishna is the God, but they don't touch this topic. They started just crying, telling Krishna, remembering Krishna's childhood pastimes, just like here, Damodar Leela, so many things. So even my pride was completely suppressed when I met the gopis in Uddhava Kiyari, in Nandagram. Then when gopis, there is one particular gopi, he started chanting like seeing a bumblebee, and started talking like mad woman. He was practically chastising me indirectly, that why you are coming here. So in this way, when I went to Braja, then I developed a desire to become grass and creepers in Brajabhumi. So these gopis or Brajavasis, they can step over me and I can have their dust in my head. So in this way Narada Muni then come to Brajabhumi. To perfectly know the glories of the Brajavasis and Radharani, so one time Narada Muni remembered one thing. This is when the Puranas, they described a nice story. Then Narada Muni came to Dwaraka and he told to Vasudeva and Devaki that told, you are in jail. When Krishna born in Kamsa's jail, you are in jail. You have nothing to give in charity. But Vasudeva, you remember, you plan to give so many things in charity. So many millions of cows and all these things. So many jewelries, everything to feed Brahmanas. You have mentally gave everything, but practically you never did it. So you must now do some sacrifice, some yajna, invite the Brahmanas, Vaishnavas, and do it practically. Give the cows in charity and feed them, all these things. So Vasudeva, he organized a huge sacrifice in Prabhas Ketra, in bank of Saraswati River. So, because the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself performing this Jagya, because Vasudeva means Krishna, Krishna told, no, Father, I have organized everything for you. So he organizing huge Jagya festival. So even all the demigods, all these great sages, all the different kings in this earth planet, they are all present in their Jagya. They are invited. Narada Muni personally went and invited everyone. But the mother of, the wife of Kamsa, this Padmavati, he told, he was there still, alive. She told, don't go to the one place, you should not go and invite. Where? Vrindavan. Don't go there. Don't invite Nanda and Jasoda and the Brajavasis. And he invited everyone. After inviting everywhere, Narada Muni finally told, what is the secret? Why not invite Brajavasis? Just let me go. I am now. So he came, he took a bath and went to Nanda Bhavan. Then he told, Nanda Maharaj, he just brought some prasadam from Brahman's house and paid Narada Muni. Then Narada Muni told about that Jagya. You know, Krishna is organizing a Jagya in Prabhasketra, near 70 kilometers from Dwarka, the bank of Saraswati, and all the demigods, sages, everyone is coming to that sacrifice. So even you are going to that Jagya? But they are astonished how this Jagya is going on. Krishna never informed us. Yashoda started crying. We did not know anything. No one told about this. No one invited us. But Nanda Maharaj told, hey, stop crying. Our son, how can he invite his fathers? Father, mother, parents, how can be invited? It is our duty to help our son. In such a huge festival, we should, there must be jagya means sacrifice, means they need pure ghee. So we must take ghee, butter, and all these milk products, sweet, everything, which for feeding the brahmanas, we must go voluntarily. So all the Brajavasis, even in front, there is Nanda Maharaj, Jasoda, and also there is Radharani, and another, they are all started their journey to Dwarka. But before Narada Muni came and he informed that I also, unwillingly, somehow or other, I did not know which place I arrived, and I saw, after I know that, oh, this is Brajabhumi, then I invited. Now, I not invited, I just informed them. There is some sacrifices going on. Krishna Balaram is performing sacrifice. So these Brajavasis, they are spontaneously telling, no, we also go. We are going. Let's ask to go that Buddha's Jagya. So they started arranging all the ghees. There's so many ghees. You don't need any ghee to purchase. There's pure ghees they're bringing. So they are coming to the sacrifice. Nanda, Jasoda, and so many Brajavasis, old, young, everyone is coming. No one is a little happy, but one person was not very unhappy. Who? Kamsa's mother started shouting, why would Narada Muni go? I invited them, I told you. Don't invite them. Narada Muni told, I don't need to invite them. Just, I just tell them the message, there is something going on there. But they are coming. So they told, oh, you should stop them. Devaki came, made a plan. Told, okay, let's, we have such a security, with huge security, you can make a security guards. Strong security, they should not allow them to enter this Jagya arena. Because they are fearful. If these Brajavasis, they are come, they maybe Krishna will run away with them again. So, when the main gate, they are strong security, then in main gate, there is one gate and they are standing. The mother of Kamsa, Nesari, wife of Kamsa, this Padmavati. And after many days, Brajavasis arrived in Dwarka, and the front was Jasoda. Jasoda so much love for Krishna, wants to see Krishna after a long time. Milk just flowing from her breast spontaneously. And she just, Kanhaiya, you will see the Kanhaiya just coming in front. Seeing Jasoda, this Padmavati started chastise. You rascal lady, you I gave so much suffering to my Kanhaiya. By somehow or other, in childhood time, I passed up to age of 11, he was 10 years and 8 months, he was with in Braja, Krishna. So he was there, and for a little butter, you bound him with rope, you slapped him, you gave him so much trouble. He did not educate him. Did you educate our child Krishna? And Balaram was there, you never educated them. You gave him so many suffering. You sent them the forest. To herding the cows. They are the prince of Mathura. And you give them so much trouble. And you coming to show your face here. Get out from here. Shouting. So Yashoda started crying. He was crying like anything. The Brajavasi cannot tell anything. What to tell? He's just telling like this. Harsh words. Again and again. So finally the meditator come, Rohini, Mother Rohini was there, he came. She came and told, "Hey, stop. I was there also. I know how Yashoda loved Krishna. How Nanda Maharaj and how the gopis they love Krishna. I know everything. Stop. It's too much. Let they come, at least let them to see Krishna once." But Padmavati told, "There is no way to allow these Brajavasis to go to the joy sacrifice place." Narada Muni came in immediately told, "Okay, you are two mother. You can call from here. Take the Krishna's name and call him, he will come." So, because in Jagya you cannot, this is very inauspicious to call someone or to leave the Jagya and come to other place. So he told, but Narada Muni told it is in a astrological books that if mother call the son, it is auspicious, it is not inauspicious. So let here two mother, one mother maybe call first. Who will get chance first? First Devaki may call. So Devaki started calling to Krishna. Kanhaiya, she was not telling Kanhaiya, asking, just shouting. Telling Krishna, 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 like it 100 times speaking, shouting Krishna, Krishna, not respond anything. Just sitting in the Jagya, Krishna Balaram, they are doing swaha, 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 they are doing offering the sacrifice in oblations in Jagya according to the Brahman's instruction. But then she just tired and sit down. Narada Muni told, okay, there is another mother, let get a chance. Who is the real mother? I don't know. Both are telling we are Krishna's mother. Now Yashoda started calling. Kanhaiya! Just once shouting. Yashoda just looked. Hearing that sound, vibration. Krishna immediately started looking at everyone. Where is this sound is coming? This is my mother's calling. Just again. Yashoda started calling, Kanhaiya! Just stood up. Third time calling the Kanhaiya! Immediately Krishna ran and embraced. Mother, come to the lap of Yashoda. So everyone was looking, they are clapping hands. Narada Muni, she is the real mother. So now you understand who is the real mother. But Krishna, after some times, it's a long story. Then he come to also seeing that Devaki was becoming very morose. So come to Devaki and pacify her. Now, but finally the condition at sacrifice was that how the sacrifice fulfill or it can be end of the sacrifice that a pure devotee of Krishna and who understood Krishna in best will be tested. There is a golden pot, golden jug or kalas, golden kalas. There is thousands of holes in that pot. Someone should take that pot. If he is pure devotee of Krishna and understood Krishna in best, that personality can do that job. can take that pot and in the ocean and try to fulfill and they pull the water and then he bring the water and put on sacrificial fire and one drop of water will not fall in the way when the water is coming from ocean to the place of sacrifice. So first the great sages and they get the chance, but no one was successful. Just putting the pot in this ocean and just taking the, immediately the water started dropping. In this way, even all the sages, all the demigods, they are in failure. Finally, Narada Muni told, you are the queens of Krishna, why you are giving chance all, you understood Krishna best. Rukmani, Satyabhama, Jambavati, like Lakmana, there are so many queens, 16,108 queens, so you do this job. So even the all queens are failed, even finally, Rukmani took the pot, just to bring the water, but they just fill the water in the pot, that but just put in on his on her head, but when he started walking, Abhishek, Rukmani herself, it is bath, the all waters come down. So who will do this job? Everyone is in failure. Who understood Krishna the best? Everyone is surprised, nothing successful. So finally Narada Muni telling, why you are telling anyone in the public gallery, because these Brajavasis, they are sitting in the public gallery, because Krishna told, you remain in Jagya, up to end. I have to talk you so many things. I will make a village for you. You stay here. There is Gopi, Talav also Gopi, the village, the Brajavasis, they stay for some time there. So anyhow, so that's why they are sitting, there is no other seat, they are sitting on the public gallery. So Narada Muni announced, anyone in this public gallery, they are sitting so many people, all the sages, demigods, even the Dwarka's queens, they all failure, and anyone thinking that he understood or she understood Krishna by heart and the best, so can come forward and take this pot and bring water from ocean. And then the sacrifice can be fulfilled. The purpose of sacrifice will be fulfilled. Please, someone do. Mother Jasodaji again and again just forcing. Radharani was sitting there. You go. You can do this, you go. But Radharani was very shy, sitting down. She was looking like a mad woman. Because many hundreds of years, she did not even... It did not come her hairs, like Lujata, he's not putting any oils on her body. Because of separation of Krishna, she was like, he stopped eating and drinking for many years. So when Yashoda is telling like this, finally, all the Brajavasis, they forced, Radharani just stood up. Only 5 minutes left, the time will over. So Radharani went to bring the pot. So everyone shouting at the public, hey, this is a mad woman. Hey, why? Pagli, mad woman finally coming to go to do this job. Stop her. But there are 2-3 personalities. Who? Balaram. There is Uddhava. Rohini, mother Rohini. This understood who is this particular woman. By seeing Radharani, they could understand she could do this job. And they shouted Balaram and Uddhava, they stopped all the male members silent, to become silent, and Mother Rohini stopped all the women's silent, sit down. Radharani took the pot and just drop in the water and fill the water and come with water. Not a single drop was fell down, he come and just put the water on sacrificial fire. So everyone is clamoring, who is this man, who is this woman, he is the best devotee of Krishna and he understood Krishna 100%. So Krishna, no one was telling, everyone is just looking astonished, but Krishna finally told, that is the personality who understood me perfectly. So then everyone could understand this person, who is this personality? She is none other than Sri Radharani. So that's why this verse is telling no one can understand Krishna unless Krishna himself personally favored someone. If someone can understand Krishna, Krishna favored him, then he, then someone can understand Krishna. So Radharani is known as Madana Mohana Mohini. Even Krishna is Madana Mohana, but still Krishna enchants the Kupis. But Krishna himself was enchanted by the qualities of Radharani. Radharani's qualities. So that's why that is the personality. Only Radharani could understand Krishna perfectly. And that's why Srila Prabhupada's father, Gaur Mohande, he was inviting guests to saintly persons and feeding them. Then he asked to bless my son. He may become a devotee of Radharani. He may become a devotee of Radharani and may preach Bhagavatam in all over world. So that is the desire of Gaur Mohande. So these desires are fulfilled. So that is the, we can see with Radharani's mercy, we can understand Krishna to some extent, and Prabhupada got the also full mercy of Radharani. So he was able to preach Krishna consciousness all over the world. And by taking shelter of Srila Prabhupada and following his footprints, regularly reading his books and following his instructions, we can maybe just one drop in that path, we can please Krishna. We can understand Krishna with the mercy of his pure devotees. We cannot, our own effort, it is not possible. Panthastu koti satavatsara sampragamya. This verse is telling, even Brahma cannot understand him, Ajana. Even other sages, even crores of years, the great sages, they meditate on Krishna. Just to see lotus feet is not possible for them, even in speed of mind. Panthastu koti satavatsara sampragamya bayo rathapi manaso munipungavanam. Sopyastu prapadasmi abhichintya tattve. Abhichintya tattve, no one can understand Krishna. But still, if someone takes shelter of a pure devotee, who took shelter of also? Radharani. Radharani is the personality who could understand Krishna perfectly. So in this way, the Niskan, by taking shelter of Srila Prabhupada and following his footprints, who also a pure devotee of Radharani, best devotee, his father that desired that. So then we can also by Prabhupada's mercy and following his instructions, we are just trying to understand Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. So any question and comment? Hare Krishna. Any question or comment? No question. No comment. Hare Krishna. Grantharas Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Sri Radha Shyama Sundar ki jai. Sri Radha Madhav ki jai. Krishna Balaram ki jai. Sri Gaur Nitai ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.